I'm Kevin Boucher with WSIU in Focus.
It's April, and as we approach Earth Day, when many people around the country will be focusing on how to preserve our natural world, right now we'll have a fun visit with three Carbondale residents who are doing their part in enhancing awareness of nature. And they're doing it in a very fun, artful, and unique way. They will celebrate Earth Day by turning a portion of a Carbondale street into a parade of handmade puppets on Monday, April 22nd.
Yes, I'm Johnny Gray. I'm a professor in the Communication Studies Department here on SIU. Happy to have been working with the beloved puppetistas from the start, and it sort of tied in with my own emerging interest in puppets, but also as a kind of artful engagement with the environment.
Sure. You know, puppets, they make you smile, and they it's a fun way to maybe think of some bigger issues. And I have to, this is a shameless plug, when you think of PBS's Sesame Street, that's a great example how puppets can cause change. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes. Jim Henson and the Children's Television Workshop, I think, were instrumental in kind of building. And I love children's relationship to puppets. They seem to simultaneously orient to them as living other beings, but also be very much aware of their artful construction. And that capacity to live simultaneously with this is other than me, this is a being, this is an uncanny living organism, and it's made out of recycled materials. I could make it myself. It's creativity is exactly where I think we locate the work that we do.
Why do you enjoy working with the young people and adults in making puppets?
I think at the core of it is a real belief, and sometimes overlooked in our culture today, that the arts and the humanities have something significant to contribute to our care for the environment and our attempts to live sustainably. I think there's a tendency, and sometimes it's happened on our own campus, to isolate or silo sustainability and environmental concerns solely within the sciences, and to forget that there is environmental media, environmental humanities, and that the arts have a real role to play in environmental management.
Another puppetista is SIUC professor Cade Bursell.
I teach in the cinema and photography department. I get very excited about the puppet parade and the workshops, and each year it expands. Something new happens in the process, so it's never the same. It's not as if we've participated in these workshops. We know what to expect. This year, the difference is that we are artists in residence at Carbondale Community Arts, so we're situated there. We get to we don't have to put our puppets away. We get to place our puppets around the space. We really have shaped the space. We have, this is new and this is really exciting, and I'm very interested to see how this goes. We have a reading corner this year. So part of each Saturday for an hour, we have volunteers who will be reading books to, this is for children, but I also love storytelling hour, so I will probably attend. And these are books about nature. There's a whole little corner where folks can come and sit and actually look at books. We have a lot of images around the room. So when you come in the room and when you come to the workshop, I think it's important to know that it's such a friendly place. So you come in, and we welcome you, invite you in. And then there's a lot of images of different species, endangered species of Illinois, plants, animals. There are books that you can look at, images, if you don't know what you want to make. If you don't know how to make it, there's all these people who have lots of ideas. And we will sit with you and just talk about, well, let's come up with some ideas about how we can manifest this, whatever it is that you want to make.
A major collaborator in the annual All Species Puppet Parade and in the workshops is the Carbondale Park District. Kathy Renfro is the executive director, and she says it's great synergy teaming with the puppetistas.
Well, again, we just feel so honored to have been approached by the puppetistas now 6 years ago, and to just be a partner in this magnificent thing. I think, Kevin, you and Johnny and Cade all really touched on really the most important thing about it, that at the Park District, we know that when you learn things through play, that they're stored differently in your mind. And the relationships that you build at play, if you will, Are more solid than ones that you make in a more formal setting. So it's really just right at the core, this education of getting us to think beyond dog, cat, bird. We are beginning to see trees and grass even represented as a species. So the education that the puppetistas bring, again, that process, I think is invaluable. And beyond the education component is that sense of community, that you belong to something bigger than yourself that could, in fact, create change through positivity, through education, and through learning and understanding the habitat. And that, I think, that important thing that we all share. We share Carbondale. We share Turley Park. We're in it together. And I think that that's really an important part of this. And then the opportunity to celebrate all that new learning and the new art and together in a parade. Sure. I mean, it's really so. If you don't have the opportunity to make your puppet or just at least go by Carbondale Community Arts, see the beautiful art that has been created by your community members, and join us for the celebration. We would love to see some spectators there on Sunset Drive, maybe in a lawn chair, cheering on the puppets as they pass. And then again, that big celebration at Turley Park at 5:30.
That was Kathy Renfro, Executive Director of the Carbondale Park District. And before that, we heard from SIUC Professor Cade Bursell, one of the beloved puppetistas, and we began with another puppetista, Johnny Gray, a professor in the Communication Studies Department at SIUC. The puppetistas are putting on workshops at Carbondale Community Arts, 304 West Walnut, Carbondale. And you can see some of the puppets that the kids have made by going to the link on our website. And as we conclude this feature, here's a soundscape recorded on March 29th at Giant City State Park. You'll hear the creek in the background, and the prominent bird you're hearing is the Louisiana water thrush. It's a bird that spends the winters down in Central America and the islands of the Caribbean. But during the spring and summer, it makes Southern Illinois its home and raises a family. Just another part of the constant parade of animals and plants. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.